Milk Bottle Audio presents The Museum of Tat
and Kitsch,
devised by Robert Crichton with Michael Foles. Welcome back to the Museum of Tat. I'm Professor Colin Jeffries, curator of the Museum of Tat.
And Kitsch.
And this is Geoffrey Collins, former Professor of Tat at Sheffield University, currently contemporary dance teacher at Cheltenham's Ladies College.
Hello.
Thanks to the drain on our resources created by the swamping of the collection by the Kitsch Collective, something we wouldn't have to do if the government hadn't slashed our funding in return for throwing us all this extra stock.
I quite like it.
So we're proud to announce that this episode of the Museum of Tat
and Kitsch
is sponsored by Bales Funeral Services of Nunnington, giving your family a last best hope for peace. Also, to help raise funds to keep the collection together, we're selling off the choice items featured in this series. So if you're interested in owning a piece of your very own tat, then go to the blog now and see how you can bid for tonight's item on eBay, which is a bit of a curiosity, this one. A bit of a story behind this one.
Oh.
Here it is.
Oh.
Now, Colin.
Yes.
Describe this item.
Well, it's a mug.
It's a mug. Mm. Colin.
Yes.
I'm just going to measure the mug.
It's a mug.
Getting our trusty Transformers, warrior robots in disguise, ruler out here, and it is about 4 inches high. Mm. It's a substantial
standard.
Substantial. And I think that's an important... You've picked up an important word there.
Standard.
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 It's a very standard mug. You would find this mug...
It's a mug.
...in most mug shops.
Yes, you're...
I think you would. You would find this basic design...
It's a mug.
It's perfectly well made. It's not perfect.
It's a mug.
There's a few little pock marks, some bubbling there, probably when it was fired or something like that.
Yeah.
The bottom's not perfect, but it's perfectly level. It's a white mug.
Hmm? It's a mug.
There's nothing inherently special about it.
It's a mug.
So why? You're asking yourself, aren't you?
I am.
Go on, ask the question.
Why is it tat?
Why is it tat? And it's a very, very contentious question. But this was given to me. This was, in fact, a birthday present given to me by a dear, dear ex-friend who thought this was perfect for me. Now, it's not so much the mug itself, is it?
No.
There's nothing wrong with the mug itself.
No. It's a good substantial size. You get a good cup of tea in there.
It's what this mug represents. Now, someone presumably has produced a series of mugs decorated in this particular style. It may be a one-off. It may have been specifically commissioned to have the artwork that it currently has on it. It may have done. And that's the concept which is so disturbing, that anyone can go out there and order a perfectly bog-standard white mug and decorate it with basically any old tat. Just read aloud what it says.
Buffalo.
It says buffalo.
Buffalo.
There's one word. It's repeated twice, once on one side.
Buffalo.
And on the other side.
Buffalo.
That is what it says. And above the word buffalo...
Buffalo.
...is a picture of...
A buffalo.
We assume a buffalo.
Buffalo.
To be fair, I'm not an expert.
It
could be a bison.
Buffalo. Yes.
In fact...
Isn't that what you wash your face in? Buffalo.
In fact, that is what I actually suspect is, in fact, it is actually... A bison.
Buffalo.
But the fundamental problem here is that this is a picture of...
A buffalo, yes.
Buffalo.
A buffalo.
Which has been found presumably online, I'd suspect, if we looked up the word...
Buffalo.
Buffalo.
A buffalo.
On Wikipedia, we would probably find this picture of...
A buffalo. Buffalo.
Buffalo.
A buffalo.
Yes. Online. And so someone has dialed up this not particularly good picture of...
No, of a
buffalo.
Buffalo.
It's in the savannah somewhere, with lots of tall grass. It's
eating a strip of grass.
It's a bit of grass in its mouth, and it's looking at the camera, and it's a bit disgruntled. I'd say disgruntled.
Well, we can only see half its face; the other half's in shade.
The contrast is a bit excessive there. It's yellow. The primary colour palette there is yellow, with a bit of black and some brown and yellow. So it's mostly yellow.
Yeah.
And it's a picture of a buffalo.
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 With the word
buffalo
underneath it. Now, why why would this come into existence?
Is there a series of
not very exciting mugs with animals on them? And the name of the animal underneath, as if you weren't sure what the animal was. Now, it's a little unfortunate that with this, it could actually not be a buffalo.
Buffalo. We're not experts.
We're not experts. But it's the fact that it's just so pointless and that anyone could have done this. And that someone I know would give me this.
I'm intrigued now. I want to find more.
I have to say that this is an ongoing research project now.
Yes.
We are actively looking for the owner of the image to tell us in what context this photo was taken. There's nothing inherently wrong with the photo.
No, it's
a bit dull.
Yes.
As a mug with the word
buffalo, yes,
underneath. So the point about this is not so much that it is inherently pointless. It isn't inherently pointless.
No.
However, it is very cheap. It's a bog standard mug. Anyone could have produced this. I could, if I found the original image, produce a copycat of this in hours.
Well,
I could go online and order another one of these. And you see, the point about this is not of tact, of artisan tact, where someone with malice aforethought have sat down and carefully crafted something truly, truly pointless and hideous and tried to sell it to gullible tourists. This is industrial tact.
Yes.
On-demand tact, produced by idiots for idiots.
There isn't even any attempt, like with the painted object we looked at the other time. At least there was some like basic skill. This
is presumably a basic transfer print on an industrially produced mug.
I still can't understand.
You see, if it said this is not a buffalo, then at least it might be a witty art statement.
Ironic, yes. It
would fit within an art tradition. It's
buffalo.
Because it patently isn't a buffalo.
Buffalo.
It's a mug. It doesn't even have that on its side because it's just so thoughtless.
It's tragic in many senses.
Where is this buffalo now?
Well, we don't know how old this picture is. Maybe he's in buffalo heaven or buffalo hell, indeed, depending on if he was an evil buffalo. There are quite a few of those, I believe. I'm not an expert. I'm not David Attenborough.
No.
That's one of the first things you said.
You're not David Attenborough.
And I was quite disappointed. You.
I was quite disappointed.
But when we put this up, if any of you out there,
if you know this buffalo, do get in touch.
Yes, because we'd love to.
Not only would we like to know who shot this picture, we'd also be quite interested to know if you shot this buffalo.
Buffalo. I'd be interested in companion pieces though. If somebody has a
we would be open for the collection. Obviously not much point because we're going to sell this now on eBay.
Well, yes. I think it's more a curiosity now. I mean, you've whetted my appetite for mugs with rubbish pictures on.
And as far as the collection is concerned, this is an automatic win.
Because it
was a present, and therefore I'm happy to flog this for anything. It's just a penny plus postage and packaging, and I will be quite happy for this to leave my house and never be seen ever again, because frankly No one wants to drink their morning cup of coffee out of a buffalo.
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 Buffalo.